Hey, it's TJ, and my sweet wife, Jody, said to me the other day, "Hey, since you're such a big shot with Cozy Earth, why don't you get me one of those Luxe bathrobes?" And I said, "I would love to, my treasure." And you know, since I'm Cozy Earth's best influencer, I get that big 41% discount on everything they have at Cozy Earth. You'll get that same discount just because you know me. Just make sure you use my name, TJ, as the code when you go to tjriggins.com/deals. The name TJ lets them know that you're with me and you get that big 41% discount. And everything at Cozy Earth is luxurious.
Proving once again that we'll do anything for a dollar. This is the Extra Extra Funny Podcast with TJ and Riggins.
Is it?
Not all the time.
It's pretty hit or miss, actually. But Lindsay is all fired up now because all she's wanting is fair food.
Mm. Yeah.
And it's even reminding her of the romances that she had at the fair growing up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We had that too. You know, small towns where nothing really goes on except football games, mm-hmm. you know, for fun. In the summer, they're baseball games and you go we call it the recreation center. Cause that's what it was called. And it had all the baseball fields and everything. And you had, everybody was there mm-hmm. hanging out. But when the fair comes, that's something, that's a big show.
Oh yeah.
You know? Mm-hmm. And it was always the, "Hey, you gonna ask her to go to the fair with you?" Well, she says she'll meet me there.
Yeah.
You know,
we're gonna meet.
I'm not going to pick her up. She says she'd meet me there.
Meet me by the Ferris wheel.
Love blossoms on the fairgrounds.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And I never rode any rides. Did y'all?
I don't remember not riding really. A lot. Not it was kind of just walking.
Yeah, not after I got out of like seventh grade or so.
Yeah.
But I think I kind of had a don't ride anything rule because my parents say they're not safe.
Yeah, well, yeah, same.
Uh-huh.
And I'd get sick.
Mm-hmm.
And there's that.
And we had a curfew, though. If you went to the fair during the week, the football, if you're a football player, you couldn't be out there past like 6:30 or so, or 7.
Really?
Yeah. But which was hard to do because we practiced all the way until 6 or so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But every year, several guys got punished because they were at the fair too late. Had to run extra and stuff.
6:30, that's a little.
It may have been 8. It may have been 8. Yeah.
You're like, okay, after practice, I got 30 minutes. Let's go. Uh-huh.
Yeah, right.
I see that, though.
Not me, though. No way I'm taking that chance.
No.
And I didn't even go to the fair during the week. I had to wait until Saturday because we played, or maybe after, if we had a home game that week, I would go after the game.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, I was too much of a prized athlete that I couldn't be taking a chance on not resting.
Right. And for the fair at that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But wouldn't you just love the days where you could go to the fair and eat anything you wanted and then know that the next day you're going to wake up the same. You're going to feel good when you wake up. You're not going to gain any weight.
You'll probably lose weight at that.
I remember the first time I got heartburn, it was like, what the hell is that?
Yeah.
I was an adult in college. I was like, what the hell?
Am I dying? Yeah.
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 That was the marker for me. I went, oh my God, it's probably because that cheeseburger I had last.
Yeah.
That's depressing.
Yeah. I don't like it.
And now it's like all the time. You have like a handful of Cheez-Its. Damn.
Yeah. Getting old sucks.
Oh my gosh.
I want to have true love under the Ferris wheel again.
Yeah.
With my corn dog.
And the spider.
Yeah.
But I was especially not allowed to ride the swings. You know, they just go around and around on the swings.
On the chains?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That seems dangerous. It
just because there was a place in Shreveport, you know, which is about 2 hours north of where I grew up. And they had it malfunctioned, that ride did, and just was launching kids.
No.
Off of that thing and, you know, out into the midway and on top of fences and things like that. God. Yeah.
Oh.
So that ruined it for everybody. Just great. That one incident.
Yeah.
Flinging kids out onto the freeway.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I love how every adult comments on how fast a fare goes up. Mm-hmm. My mom would always be like, they put that up in one day.
Yeah.
And like, yeah, they did. It's not safe. Yeah.
Right. And that's what they're saying. It can't be good. It can't be safe. Yeah. But a Chick-fil-A goes up in a week. They're like, I can't wait to get in there.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Exactly. You ever seen how fast they build a Chick-fil-A?
Yeah.
From nothing to finished?
Yep. It is quick. Like a week.
You know, and they got a team that goes in. And sure. Actually, I follow, we follow each other. A man on the social medias, he's a contractor. And that's what he does. He builds Chick-fil-A's.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
He goes around the country and he's overseeing them all.
Mm-hmm.
That's a cool job.
So he's an expert now.
Right. Yeah. He's got a crew that goes, this is the plans. This is where we're going to do A because it's facing this way. We're going to do B because it's facing that way. The road's going to be right here. So we're going to have to go with the C setup. Let's go.
Yeah.
Probably got several of them going at a time. And you know what else he has? A giant boat that he keeps in Florida, and he has a side by side, and he has a giant house with a pool, and he also has I don't know whether I should say this, Lindsay.
Oh no, what?
His wife has several Highland calves.
Okay.
You have zero. Just a reminder.
So we need to find her. We need to poison her, and then I'm going to marry him.
Steal
her
man.
Is he? He's about your age.
Perfect.
But Highland cast got little baby goats, pigs, little pigs that like the kind you have as pets, not out there in the slop pit.
Mini pigs. Mm-hmm. I want all that. I want to do goat yoga on a Saturday in my yard.
Yeah. You got to leave that husband of yours.
Yeah. Who, me?
Yeah.
Oh, we've been known that. I need to marry this guy.
You haven't built one Chick-fil-A, Kyle.
Yeah.
What are you doing all day?
Where are my cows?
It's like the time Jody told me, because we have a friend who is a chemist, and he discovered some drug he'd been working on since the 70s that finally got a patent, and the military was going to be using it, so they were just set. And she said, you need to get down there in that basement and invent something.
That's right.
Like, you loser.
Like, okay.
You just go down there and invent something.
Okay, why haven't I thought of that?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh. Considering he's in his 70s, and he's been working on that since the Vietnam War.
Yeah. Yeah.
And he's also a scientist.
Right.
Yeah.
Super smart.
I better start now.
Yeah.
If I want to invent something before we pass.
Well, let me get down there then.
I never thought of that.
Yeah.
Just going down there to try to make money.
Yeah. I'm just going to quit my job then. Let me just.
Yeah, my old dead end job.
Yeah. Yeah. Love that.
Yeah, but I mean, why can't I build some Chick-fil-A's? They could have gave me those jobs.
Right.
Yeah. All you got to do is oversee it.
Mm-hmm.
I'll at least work for Chick-fil-A at this point.
I know how it works. They got the kitchen in the back. They got the dining room out front.
My pleasure.
Put the drive-through in there. Let's two go. Lanes.
Yeah.
My pleasure. Mm-hmm. I know the deal.
Yeah. Don't point.
Don't point at them. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's easy.
Sure.
I haven't been to Chick-fil-A in a long time.
Well.
Because, line's too long.
Yeah.
Especially now that they've turned one of the lanes into a apps only lane.
Oh, right. One line is just for the app?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. This one up here it is, yeah.
It says mobile and regular.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Regular.
Or whatever it says.
Really? No, it's like losers, right. This line.
Mobile and customers that aren't valued.
Right.
Pretty much the homeless go over here.
Yeah, and that's always me. I'm like, okay, well. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But the mobile app, like Rob said, they don't make it till you get there. So what's the point?
Then you just don't have to talk to anybody.
I know, but 2 seconds. I don't know. It doesn't make a bit of sense. But
obviously it's better for the business for you to use the mobile app, because that's the way they all promote that.
It must be.
You know, that's why they don't give the deals to people like they do. If you're just a regular customer, you got to be on the app. Order from the app.
It's because they're getting your information and they're tracking and they're doing all the stuff.
I mean, they're doing.
Does the mobile line move quicker than the regular? It does.
Mm-hmm. I think so because there aren't nearly as many people in it.
Right.
So they've got a whole wide open lane just for probably half the people, if not less.
And they put them first, too. Like, let's say you come at the same time.
Yeah. They're getting preferential treatment, I think.
Rude.
What's the inside track? The inside lane?
Mobile. That's
for mobile.
Typically, at mine.
This Chick-fil-A up here, it's the inside lane is the pickup.
Oh.
Not pickup, but the in-house.
In person.
Yeah.
Or whatever.
Because that way it's easier for them to tell you to pull up.
Yeah.
Because your order's not ready because they've been spending all their time on the mobile app orders.
Yeah. I know in mine, I'm the outside lane.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm pushed to the brim out there.
Yeah, being trashy and all. You probably don't even have a phone.
Well, I definitely don't have an app.
I can't afford this app.
Yeah.
It's free, sir, but as much as I'm ordering from it, it's not free.
Yeah, right. You're not kidding. You're going to pay for it.
But I wonder what the benefit to the business is, because it has to be. It has to be something, because they all promote it. Mm-hmm. Or is it just that they're looking at it like we're got to cater to the younger customer base, because the other ones who wouldn't use an app are about to die. And they're about to die.
Y'all about to die.
Yeah.
They're so old, they got one foot in the grave and the other on a banana peel, and they're not going to be able to be spending money with us in 2 years.
True. Yeah.
So we're going to take care of these weirdo young people that can't form a sentence and talk to somebody face to face without shitting their pants.
Right, right.
So at least they got money to spend. It's digital, but you know, we're still going to be getting it for years. Mm-hmm. I didn't figure it out. Look at that. Just talk it through.
It's Extra Extra Funny with TJ and Riggins.
Extra Funny is new 10 a.m. Eastern every weekday as a podcast. Listen or watch at tjriggins.com. Extra Funny is sponsored by Wear Playground. Get 20% off with code TJ at the deals page at tjriggins.com.
Make your company part of the new radio explosion. Go to tjriggins.com/explosion. Thank you for joining us. This is TJ and Riggins.
There's a new TJ and Riggins show each weekday morning at the new TJRiggins.com, sponsored by our new favorite non-alcoholic cocktail, RSRV Collective. Get 30% off using code TJ at the deals page at TJRiggins.com.